Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to track two in this masterclass for building your limitless mind. As I discussed in track one, we're going to be generally following the structure of the book. I'm going to be adding to it, augmenting it, bring it more and more to life. And we are in part one of the book, Choose Your Thinking, beginning with chapter one, Starting With You. And this notion of starting with you comes from my Do What You Want books. In those books where I lay out the system for doing what you want, which is a five-step system, define your goals, getting it, plan it, execute it, and building skills. These are all really important steps to getting what you want. But in my books, I begin with this chapter called Starting With You. Because as I laid up in track one, what matters more to getting what you want than doing all of those things? That you're the one doing it. And that's why we're starting with you in those books and we're starting with you here. Here's the opening quote. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Thomas Jefferson. Of course, we hear quotes like this all the time. Yet, what does it really mean and what does it really take to live it? This is what the book and masterclass are about. Not just good sounding ideas, but specifically, how do you actually do this? Because it's everything. You commonly hear the phrase, you are what you eat, but that is inaccurate. You are what you think. Your thoughts drive everything that you do, and I mean everything, including what you eat. Right? So let's analyze that. You are what you eat, right? But what you eat is a product of what you think. How you exercise is a product of what you think. So your body shape reflects what you think, and so does everything else in your life. For instance, as I record this today, it's a Friday. Does that mean that today should be better for some people? That by definition, because it's Friday, they're saying, thank God it's Friday. So is Friday a better day? Have they literally wired into their heads that Friday is a better day because it's a Friday? Therefore, by definition, Monday is a worse day. Do you see how all of this just comes down to thinking? Here's another idea. It was snowing this morning. I wonder how many people's day was worse because they looked outside and said, oh, it's snowing. They have a whole story about it. Oh, when it's snowing, it's just harder, and it's cold, I hate the cold, okay. But notice that that is a fact. It's snowing, but we get to choose what it means. And this is the entire notion we're going to keep working through over and over again. We choose our thinking, and then these choices of thinking impact every way that we feel and everything that we do. And it's for this reason that in my books, I start with you to create the career and life that you truly want. You must first start by building yourself into the person who can do it. You see, there are two parts to getting what you want. The first part, the most obvious part, that you'll find in every book on personal development, focuses on the tasks you must do. Set goals, develop your plan, execute. This is an important part, but it is only one part to getting what you want. On its own, this task-focused approach is severely limiting because it implies success is all about taking steps. But more important than the steps you take is finding the answer to this question. Who is the you who will take the steps? Rather than seeing success as simply you taking steps, instead you ask, who must you become for doing what you want? See, and there's some examples in the book, but what I want to do is make this more real for you. Think of it this way. When you graduated school and you went to work, you had to show up a different person, right? When you walk around the business environment, if that's your job, you don't behave the same way as you do in a college environment. Right, it seems very basic, but you had to tailor yourself in some way. The example that I give in the book is, consider an Olympic weightlifter with her goal focused on lifting a world record weight. The goal is task-focused, right? Which is lifting a world record weight. But in fact, her goal is to build herself into the person who can lift a world record weight. Think about sports. If you're playing golf, the game isn't about hitting the perfect shot. It's about training yourself into the person who can hit the perfect shot. And so this you-focused approach to development comes back to you. That perfect golf shot, that world record weight, who you are at work comes back to who you are being. And who you are being begins with your thoughts. It begins with making choices in your mind that affect every feeling, that affect every action that you take.